today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Yourself. Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun. Such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 18th of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 23rd of Mihr, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 15th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. For blessing this moment, we'll listen to chapter Al-Isra, from the Holy Quran, verse 82.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا.
And we send down of the Quran that which is healing and mercy for the believers, but it does not increase the wrongdoers except in loss.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Yes, as the previous noble verses dealt with the issues of monotheism and the right of organizing campaigns against paganism and the wrong, this verse takes up the issue of extraordinary role of the Quran and its constructive impact. The blissful Quran is a curing prescription for setting all in order and the betterment of the individuals and the society from all kinds of ethical and social diseases.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He.
As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
As I told you, the topic of this episode of today's special is waiting for a better tomorrow. One of the things that has always given us the most peace through Islam is knowing that the past is just that. It says where it is in God's eyes, and the future is another day. We can make every day a new day through dua, I mean supplication, through tawbah, I mean repentance, and by looking positively towards the future and working towards it. This awesome combination ensures that we can always have hope in a better tomorrow, either this world or in the next.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. In this show, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. In order to make a better tomorrow, we need to understand the day that we are in, that is today. So to build our future and tomorrow, we must start from today and be careful what we say for our future. So we cannot neglect our today or whatever we have it at the moment. If we do not foresee tomorrow from today, we may not have a way back and half of our opportunities will be lost. Actually, life is a collection of opportunities. Whoever seizes it and takes advantage of it gains life with it. And whoever misses an opportunity has lost a part of life. So it's our duty to take best use of the opportunities. How many opportunities come to a poor person, but he does not use them? It is as if an opportunity has not come. So as a result, the person remains poor. And there are many poor people who make the best use of opportunities and their lives turn from poverty to a rich status, to richness, let's say. The rich are not born rich from their mothers. And let's say the rich, the rich are not born even from a rich mother. But many of them took advantage of the opportunities and started a new life. So they understood the time that they were in. They understood their present. That is why the Imam alayhi salam calls everyone to take advantage of the opportunities before they are lost. And he says, Al-fursatu tamurru mara as-sahab, fantahizu furas al-khayr. Meaning opportunity passes as clouds pass. Seize good opportunities.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
New You, The True Rebirth. The story of mankind shows that God created men and women to honor them, not humiliate them, and to empower them, not overpower them on earth. The sign acts of worship, which are fairly easy to perform, are to keep them connected with their Lord, praising His blessings and remembering His rights. Eternity in heaven is what God desires for people, but many have refused and many still refuse to respond and follow His straight path. Thus, desires started following them from every path, and the earth became filled with their transgressions and abominations. So now repentance brings a complete rebirth. The victorious return that pleases Allah is that in which man triumphs over weakness and laziness, crushes under his feet the germs of sins, breaks free from the chains of desires, and lifts himself up to a higher level of faith. You are with today's special from IRIB IB English Radio. Now we'll look at things to do right now to make tomorrow a better day. One of the things is meditate. While you are isolated and distraction-free, set aside some time to meditate. It's simpler than you might think. Your goal here is to free your mind of any wandering thoughts, distractions, and general clutter that can stress you out and reinforce your negative feelings. Anytime a new thought enters your mind, visualize yourself letting it go and return to a state of mindfulness. It might take some practice, but the physical and mental benefits are numerous. You'll feel better, you'll think more clearly, and you'll be less stressed, all of which should carry over at least partially into tomorrow.
Is it possible that a person can overcome their past and move forward to a brighter future and to improve their present? Is it possible to deal with a very negative past to build a brighter future? Absolutely. This is possible. Not only is it possible, but it's been done by millions of people. First of all, my dear friends, let us remember a very, very important point. And this is something that we should never forget. And that is that Allah Azza wa Jal is all merciful. Allah is all forgiving. There's not a sin that Allah doesn't forgive from our past. Any sin that we've committed out of ignorance or out of being tricked by the shaitan, or being tricked by our nafs, we allow desire to take over us, we allow temptation to fool us, and we committed mistakes. And now we are truly remorseful. Now we truly regret. We regret that past. We like to run away from that past. We're embarrassed of what we did, or who we were, or what sort of past we had. We're ashamed of it. We're embarrassed of it. We'd like to change it, but we can't, because you cannot erase the past. Remember that Allah Azza wa Jal is all forgiving. Allah accepts our repentance if we truly repent sincerely and we are truly remorseful. Allah will forgive us. In fact, feeling remorseful in itself, it's seeking forgiveness. It's a form of repentance.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over. So inshallah, we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا إله إلا الله الله ربي محمد نبي علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي